and welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of June 17th. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and theatrically frustrated Melissa Hansen.
I am. I was just trying to buy tickets. We're actually recording this much later than we planned because I was trying to buy tickets from the AT&T Performing Arts Center in Dallas, Texas, and their system is just really, really screwy. So I'm just going to be really frustrated this whole entire podcast.
Okay, but you did get your tickets, though.
I did finally get tickets, but beyond crazy. Like, I bought tickets, like, to huge things, like Lollapalooza, and, like, have not had even a fraction of the problems like this one.
But this is the touring production of Book of Mormon.
Yes. Yeah. Which I actually have not seen yet anywhere. So yeah. I've listened to the soundtrack 100 times, but
yeah.
I will be giving you that review in September, everyone.
All right. Well, good deal. Do you have anything else entertainment-wise to share with us this week?
My entertainment was a lot of walking in the dark around
walking
it.
What?
I participated in American Cancer Society Relay for Life.
Okay.
My dear friend Amy was doing it and kind of set it up, and I joined her and some other friends. And we walked around the track all night and raised money.
Well, good for you. How much money did you raise?
Our team raised over $1,500.
Wow.
So the whole thing raised close to like 100,000, so.
Damn.
Woohoo! But it was fun. I'm just kind of old for that. Amy and I are friends from high school, and we stayed up, I believe, more than once the whole night back then.
Yeah.
A lot easier to do when you're 16 than when you're 41, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I'm still recovering.
All right. Well, I finally went and saw, as everyone else was going to see Man of Steel, I went and saw Man of Iron. I saw Iron Man 3.
Finally. How good was it?
You know what? I think it is the best Marvel movie so far.
I think it is. It was amazing.
Yes. The fluidity of the script, the direction.
And how, like, the emotional depth in that movie.
Just the layers.
Yeah. It wasn't, there was amazing action, too.
Yeah.
But, like, that wasn't the best part for me. It was the character and, so quite brilliant, I thought.
The reveals were fantastic. I mean, I know you teased it a little bit, but I was still really pleased with how it played out. I love the relationship.
It's been out a while. We can probably talk some more, do some spoilers.
Yeah. I loved Ben Kingsley, what he did, how they set that up.
Yes, which is totally different from the comic book, correct?
It is completely different. But you know what? It works because it plays on the whole Osama bin Laden thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you felt that. You felt that dirty kind of helplessness.
Yeah.
And then to have it be revealed to what it was just, it was a beautiful, credit Shane Black. He has not made a ton of films, but this was a masterfully done.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Robert Downey Jr. owns this. He owns the character. He owns the franchise. If it was not for him, these movies would not be what they were.
No. No, the other characters, somebody else can play it, but nobody else can play it quite like this.
Yeah.
And I think the whole redemption aspect.
Yes.
I mean, it's his personal life, too. So
it is.
He brings all that to the character, so it's so much more meaningful.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some really deep connected stuff going on here. And I love the tag at the end with Mark Ruffalo.
Yes.
It was a throwaway thing, but it was still hilarious.
I know, wasn't it great? Because you were asking me, did they, like, reveal something? No, but it was, like, really cute. Yeah. That one and Avengers 1 just really smart and funny.
You know, I love how they set up the character going forward, that if they don't make another Iron Man movie, it's fine because it kind of ties everything up.
Yes. That's what I said. And if they do, it's going to be a whole different Iron Man.
Right. Yeah, because he's come through full circle. Mm-hmm. There's two things that needled me after it was over when I thought about it. Is okay. One, where is Jarvis located? Because they blew up and destroyed the house. If it was some kind of mainframe in the house where this artificial intelligence is located, then it would have been destroyed, which it wasn't. You know, if it's a satellite. I mean, this is really geeky stuff, but.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. No, and that is things that really can, there's little things that can really bug you and kind of, not destroy it, but.
The other thing was just the abuse that Tony and Rhodey put on their bodies, you know, on that oil rig jumping. I mean, we've seen Jackie Chan outtakes where he'll do stuff like that and wind up breaking bones. Yes. So for these guys to do that for such an extended period of time and not be seriously injured was a little bit...
And that's part of what... It relates to what I talked about when I saw it. The whole, like, he's not really... like a superhero.
No, he's just a really smart guy.
He's not, you know, Thor, I mean, like I said, he's just a normal, you know, playboy who, yeah, happens to be slightly brilliant and rich, but like he's fought alongside gods. Like that makes sense. Like Thor can take a beating.
Right.
But, you know, or the Hulk.
Yeah.
But he's just a guy in some metal.
Yeah. I mean, even Steve Rogers, even Captain America, who has that super soldier serum in him.
Right.
But Tony is just Tony. I mean, he's a he could be in great physical shape, but still the body can only take so much.
Right. Right. Yeah.
But no, very well done.
It looked really cool. So
yeah,
so
it did. Yeah. And we'll these are just little things.
Right.
You know, and in comparison to the whole, I mean, this really was a fantastic film. And
yeah.
I was very, very pleased. And then I watched last night A Good Day to Die Hard, which is the dumbest freaking Die Hard movie. Maybe the dumbest action movie of all time.
Oh my.
Holy crap. There's a scene early on where Bruce Willis is in this Jeep in Moscow, and he drives it off a bridge onto trucks, onto cars. There were more vehicles destroyed in this film than any 10 films combined.
Yeah.
And that's all it was just stuff blowing up, gunfights. It was just, there was no, the story was so stupid. I just, I got so done. I get done with this, and I'm like, why did we just waste our time with that? Ugh.
Okay.
Terrible. Well, terrible.
I don't know. I still think I'm going to have to watch it, but I'll get drunk before I do. So
yeah.
Thanks for the advice.
You're welcome. All right. Well, I didn't have a whole lot of hope for Man of Steel critically, but it seems split kind of down the middle in terms of what people thought, but it still made it. We knew it was going to make a ton of money, and it did.
So for the weekend, U.S. weekend, 113.
Okay.
So up there, but not insane either. But then it's almost 200 million worldwide since it actually opened.
Yeah, and I believe it set a record for a June opening.
Okay. So big one there. And then, okay, number two.
Yeah.
This is the end at 20 million.
Which I have not heard a bad thing about. Everybody who's seen this.
And I have seen clips, and it looks actually quite brilliant.
So my plan was, I saw the 9 o'clock in the morning, the 9:10 in the morning showing of Iron Man 3.
Right.
And I was right next door, in the theater next door. I was going to bounce over afterwards and see This is the End. But I had to go
after
to the...
After you bought a new ticket.
After I bought a new ticket. But the bathrooms were outside. So I would not have been able to get back in thing.
Got
and
it.
I'm just like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom.
So. Okay. Well, anyhow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one that, I kind of wanted to see. And now I really want to see. Yeah,
everyone's talking about it.
And me.
Yeah.
This upcoming weekend may head out for that one. But Now You See Me is third with 10 million.
All right.
Fast and Furious 6 hanging in there. Just under 10 million. And number four, it's 220 million total.
Wow.
So, and The Purge with 8 million.
All right. Two big and one smaller movie opening up this coming weekend. We've got Brad Pitt's Zombie Apocalypse World War Z, which demanded a complete overhaul of the final act. When they were filming it, they did not have a final act to the script.
Wow.
And he called it. Personally called in Damon Lindelof from Lost and said, I need your help.
Either bodes really well that they, put everything they could into it, or
But Damon also had a hand in crafting Star Trek Into Darkness, which I was not happy with.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. On the other hand, Monsters University, which I thought was a terrible idea, because Pixar movies don't need sequels.
Yes.
Everything I've seen from this is beautiful.
Kind of fun,
yeah. And they're taking and Helen Mirren is taking over as the authority. She's kind of like the dean of the school of Monsters University.
Yes.
So it's just they're playing these kind of PSAs, these commercials, which parody, you know, like the Ivy League college commercials, like, you know, come to the school and get an education, kind of. And it's just, it's beautifully done. So I have faith in the Pixar guys, and I'm really curious to see how this plays out. And then the other one is, and we've talked about it before, Sofia Coppola's docudrama of the LA brats who robbed all those celebrities in The Bling Ring. Coming to DVD and Blu-ray this week, Jack the Giant Slayer, which is Bryan Singer's CG $200 million epic that tanked at the box office.
With the boy, right?
With Nicholas Holt. Yep.
Yeah.
But you know what? I reviewed this. My review will be up tomorrow. I really, really liked it.
Good. I'm glad.
The script is predictable. You know where the plot points are. You know
he's going to survive. You know?
Right. You know what the reveals are going to be.
Of course it's predictable. It's that kind of movie.
Yeah. But the relationships are honest. Stanley Tucci plays over-the-top villain.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Ian McShane has this gravitas to everything that he does. He plays the king. And it's just, it's fun. So turn your brain off and just enjoy it, because this is one that you definitely want to check out.
Cool.
We've also got the incredible Burt Wonderstone, which was in and out of theaters in the blink of an eye and very quickly to DVD and Blu-ray this week. That's Steve Carell and Steve Buscemi and Jim Carrey. They're like magicians. We've got The Last Exorcism Part 2, as if Part 1 wasn't enough for you.
Yes.
Fox's mentally challenged comedy, I almost said retarded, movie 43. This, I mean, even the trailers for this were so stupid. I think I lost IQ points just from watching it. We've got the debaucherous 21 and Over, and then cult classics Life Force and The Howling on Blu-ray from Shout Factory this week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And both of those reviews are up at DVD Verdict and have been for a couple of weeks. We got those early. Over at Redbox, we talked about it last week, Oz the Great and Powerful, so you can judge for yourself. Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters, which is another movie that I'm reviewing right now, and this is a heck of a lot of fun. It's horror comedy. It's blood and guts. I'm calling it witch punk, like steampunk.
Nice, I like it.
Because it's set in the time, but it's got all the tech and the modern sensibilities. Their language that they use is very modern, and it works. The relationships that Jeremy Renner and Gemma Arterton have together really plays nicely, and it could be a franchise. And then what else? We've got Dwayne Johnson's Snitch, which I have not seen, and then the Wachowskis and Tom Twyker's Cloud Atlas, all at Redbox this week. Over at Netflix, old school stuff, Office Space. Excuse me, I believe you have my stapler.
Ooh, I think I might be watching that this week.
Nick Cage and Snake Eyes. We talked about it. That was bad. Was Gary Sinise who played the bad guy in that?
Oh, I blocked it out of my memory. I don't know. Why did you have to bring it up? It's coming back.
Billy Zane in The Phantom, which we talked about, which we saw at the drive-in. Humphrey Bogart in John Huston's The African Queen, which is an absolute classic, and Elvis in Blue Hawaii.
Oh, nice!
I think we've talked about this before, I have never sat through an entire Elvis movie.
There's something seriously wrong with you.
I know. Over at Hulu, we've got a wealth of new Criterion titles, including Harold Lloyd's Safety Last, whose review is up on DVD Verdict today, Marketa Lazarova, which Daryl's review, I believe, went up last week. We've got three short films from Hollis Frampton and Nagise Oshima's debut feature, A Street of Love and Hope, all on Hulu this week. And that's what we've got for streaming.
Okay. A few things going on TV. The Voice finale on NBC on Tuesday. A new Discovery show called Blood and Oil. And it seems like it might be the next Duck Dynasty.
Oh, no, really?
The family, but they're oil drillers. So.
All right.
Yeah. Your kind of thing. You might want to check that one out. Let me know how it is. Wednesday, TNT, Franklin, and Bash is back. And Thursday on FX, Wilfred's back.
Yeah.
Saturday, ABC's burning off the rest of 666 Park Avenue.
Oh, boy.
Over the summer. I actually kind of liked it, but.
Did you?
No one else did.
All right.
I didn't love it, but I liked parts of it.
Okay.
New show ABC Sunday called Whodunit.
Oh, I saw the commercial for that.
It's like a murder mystery thing, but it's a competition.
Well, and it reminded me a little bit of The Mole with Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, but it's like a bunch of people show up at the house and there's like a murder mystery. Like, you know, like the dinner thing you might go through.
Right.
People win big money if they figure it out.
Live action Clue.
Yep. Also Sunday, NBC has Crossing Lines. It's their big summer show. It's Donald Sutherland and William Fitcher.
Ooh.
And it's a whole bunch of police from around the world, like the best police from around the world solving cases kind of thing. So, oh, well.
Okay.
All right, music this week. Kanye, if anybody cares.
Ugh.
So, and obviously I will be talking about him in the news segment.
Yes, yes.
It's Jesus, because he's, you know, basically Jesus in his mind.
Yeah.
Anyhow, Hanson has a new one called Anthem.
Really?
Yep.
What are those kids, about 30 now?
They are. They're all married with tons of kids and all that. And if you only think they're bop, you should check them out, because they're a heck of a lot more than that. They've been self-producing their stuff for a while now. Kelly Rowland has a new one called Talk a Good Game.
Okay.
And Sublime has Three Ring Circus live at the Palace. It's a live one from then. And then, whoosh, the soundtracks. Annie, the new Broadway cast recording, is out. It is Katie Finnernan
on it. Jane Lynch.
But there are three bonus tracks with Jane Lynch.
Oh, wow.
So whichever one you like, you can hear them both on that. So World War Z, music from the motion picture, is coming out, along with 20 Feet from Stardom from that film, which is actually about backup singers.
Oh,
the 20 Feet from Stardom.
Makes sense.
It's about backup singers. So there's lots of famous artists talking about their backup singers and lots of music, obviously. So the music is out on CD or streaming or however you listen this week. Monsters University, Randy Newman.
Nice.
Is out. And then Despicable Me 2, which part of the soundtrack is Pharrell Williams.
Really?
Yeah, kind of cool.
Huh.
So that is all out this coming week. And books, we still don't have to say his name, but I'm going to say The Ocean at the End of the Lane.
What is that?
Neil Gaiman's new one.
Oh.
Is out. So his first adult novel in quite a while.
Hmm.
Yay. He is on starting a book tour, and it is supposedly his last U.S. book tour.
Really? Well, I wonder why.
And it's pretty, just because he's tired of it.
Okay.
He likes doing other stuff. I mean, he's going to do stuff and like shows up at Amanda's shows and does readings and does all kinds of things. But last regular book tour.
Cause I mean, it's not like he's 80 years old or something. So.
No. So that's what he said.
Okay.
So anyhow, if you're going to want to get tickets right now, because most of them have sold out.
But. And he's great. I mean, I've seen him read stuff. I can't tell you how many times I've seen Neil live. But he's really a great storyteller.
Yeah.
So it's worth seeing.
Yes. He will be in Dallas next week, Monday. And if you go, drop me a line because I'll be there.
All right.
All right. Speaking of Neil Gaiman, Terry Pratchett has a new one. Terry Pratchett and Stephen Baxter, The Long War. We don't know how many we're going to get from Terry Pratchett. He has early onset Alzheimer's.
Oh, no.
Difficulty writing, but he has said he will write as long as he can.
Wow.
But his new one is out. And then Marcia Clark, remember Marcia Clark from the OJ show?
Yeah.
Yeah, she became a writer. She's had a series of books. Her latest is called Killer Ambition. And then Man of Steel, Inside the Legendary World of Superman by Daniel Wallace. But Zack Snyder does the introduction.
Okay.
So it's like an authorized, you know, book about the movie and the character.
All right.
So there you go. Theater. Megan Hilty?
Yes.
This isn't technically theater news, but it's about theater people. Megan Hilty from Smash and huge Broadway star is joining another Broadway star's new show. Sean Hayes has a new show this fall on NBC. It's called Sean Saves the World.
Yeah.
He plays a gay single dad who, you know, is raising like his teenage daughter.
All right.
But the best part about the show is Linda Lavin.
No.
Bitch of a mother.
Wow.
It's excellent. I've seen a clip. But Megan Hilty is joining the show.
Nice.
And kind of breaking theater news.
Yes.
Ethan Hawke is coming to Broadway this fall. I will let you know more when it opens in October. But yes, he is playing the title character in the Scottish play.
Oh.
So I will let you know more, but if you're a fan of his, plan on making a trip to New York this fall.
That'll be interesting, because I have friends who just posted on their Facebook page the pictures of their playing zombies in the zombie version of the Scottish play here in Portsmouth. So
nice.
I need to get over and see that. In entertainment news, Paramount is acquiring the rights to James Cameron's Terminator franchise and kicking things off with Arnold Schwarzenegger returning to the title role for Terminator 5.
Oh, my.
He was old enough in The Last Stand that I don't know how you're going to explain the fact that there is a robot who has aged to a 7-year-old. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to play out. He and Stallone have a movie coming out that the two of them are in prison and they try and break out. So that'll probably give us some indication of what their abilities are. But, yeah, well, whatever. They're going to make money. Schwarzenegger as Terminator. I mean, come on. Marvel has locked in the opening summer film slots for 2016 and 2017 with yet-to-be-announced projects. There's a bunch of stuff on the drawing board right now. It'll just see, you know, we'll just have to see what falls into what slot. Next up for them is Thor at Thanksgiving time. And then we have Captain America, the Winter Soldier, coming in the spring. Those are the next two Marvel films. Brad Bird's top secret project, Tomorrowland, is set for December 12th, 2014, and stars George Clooney as a Walt Disney-like studio chief. And Hugh Laurie as his adversary.
Ooh, neat.
Now, this is all... There's so many rumors running rampant, and they are not releasing any... Nobody's saying anything for sure, but...
Okay.
There's stuff with regards to the plot, everything covering from first alien contacts to breaking through alternate dimensions, but it's very much... Damon Lindelof, who, again, is involved in this, says it's very much steeped in Disney history.
Nice. That could be cool. It could be a mess, but it could be cool.
I have faith in Brad that he can do this. And these guys are huge Disney geeks. So, I mean, the project originally is supposed to be about his Imagineering team.
Yeah.
And what they may have been doing beyond building a theme park.
Ooh.
So.
Okay, nice.
We'll see. Netflix has signed a deal with DreamWorks Animation for 300 hours of original programming beginning in 2014, as well as access to the classic media library, which they bought from Sony recently, and it includes such properties as Jay Ward's Rocky and Bullwinkle and Fractured Fairy Tales and things of that nature. The first project in this deal is a kids series based on the upcoming animated film Turbo, which is about that snail.
Alrighty.
And it's going to hit streaming in December. The Muppet sequel has got a new title. It's called Muppets Most Wanted. And like the first one, which was kind of a reboot of the original Muppet movie, this one's going to be a reboot of Muppet, The Great Muppet Caper. So it is a heist film set in England, and Ricky Gervais is playing the bad guy.
Nice.
Speaking of Annie before, Sandra Bullock is in talks to star as Miss Hannigan in the remake of Annie. This was the project that was originally being produced by Will and Jada for their daughter Willow, who has since backed out.
Okay.
But, I think, if I remember correctly, and I could be wrong, I think it was the girl from Beasts of the Southern Wild who is now in the driver's seat for this film.
All right. Which
could be interesting.
That could be interesting.
Yep.
I don't know. Could be complete crap. I'm not saying it won't.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it could be interesting. Yeah.
Which is interesting, too, because Sandra Bullock's adopted son is African-American.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah. Corey and Topanga fans rejoice. Disney has bought the pilot for Girl Meets World and is bringing it to series. They're going to be in production this fall for a winter 2014 premiere.
Woot
woot. So that's all I've got for news. Although I know you have more news to share.
Oh, more news. So it's here.
Ugh.
Are we all excited?
No.
Hey, I'll send him presents.
At least we can stop talking about it now.
Yeah. The Wes Kardashian, whatever their name in the damn thing, whatever last name they're giving it. She's here. The baby, Kim, popped it out 5 weeks early.
Orca has given birth. Well, that was that picture, right, of her in that dress? She looked like Orca the killer whale.
I did not appreciate I don't appreciate her wardrobe anyhow, but I certainly didn't appreciate her pregnancy wardrobe. But let's not call a pregnant woman fat or any version
of fat. I was just making reference to a photo that I saw.
New life into the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kanye West spawn has arrived. And we're all still here, which is slightly surprising.
Yeah, well, maybe just the first sign of the apocalypse. You never
Could
know.
Be. Anyhow, everybody's happy, healthy, whatever. He was actually in town for it, so.
Imagine that.
Anyhow, and that, the other news that came out right before Kim had the baby, some Canadian model is giving lots of intimates of the big affair she just had with Kanye. Intimate details that would help if I finished a phrase. Yeah, she's telling everybody how she had lots of sex with Kanye while Kim was pregnant.
Which is so funny because then there's all the gay rumors too.
It could be true, or I don't really care.
Whatever.
But so maybe it was the news of that kind of sent Kim into labor.
But I'm sure Pimp Mama Chris has already got her Rolodex going and is selling pictures to everybody under the sun for millions of dollars.
Yep. Well, it'll be interesting to see how much we see the baby, like on the show and things, because Kanye, you know, hasn't let the official cameras around much.
Well, don't they exploit the hell out of the other kids?
So, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But that's because Scott is a fame whore, too.
Yeah.
So we'll see how they kind of work this out, what Kanye, if he puts his foot down or what. Anyhow,
yeah.
Yay, how exciting. And that poor child.
Yeah. Do we have a contest this week?
We do. It's the Jungle Book Complete Collection. It is not the Disney movie. It is the TV series.
The animated TV series from Japan.
That is it. And that is our contest this week.
And that'll do it for us this week. Thank you guys for tuning in. We will be back next week with all sorts of fun and exciting news. And thank you again for reading DVDverdict.com. And until next week, Melissa Ann, take it away.
You leave the best you've had, but you keep the faith and pray to return. Goodbye. Goodbye.